All right, let's open in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this day, this time to gather together to study your word and to be encouraged by each other and to enjoy worshiping you. We pray that you would just bless this Bible study time. We pray that we'd learn to study the Bible even better and that we'd grow deeper in our habits of studying the Bible and our enjoyment of studying the Bible. We pray that you'd bless this and you'd anoint it and you'd give us fresh insights. We thank you for your grace and amen. So today we're doing another Bible study session at the 9:30, and even though I've had a bit of a break from this when Judah was born, I still want to try to make these a monthly thing, or a once-a-month thing. So as we normally do when we do these, I'm going to give a short lesson on Bible study, and then we'll have an actual time to study the Bible ourselves, and then we'll come back and have, hopefully, 10 minutes of discussion or so. And I'll mention why I do this, why I value this. One of the best things I could possibly do to help you grow more as a Christian would be if I could help you study the Bible better on your own. And if I had to choose between being able to teach a valuable lesson through a sermon versus helping you just become better at studying the Bible for yourself, I'd pick helping you get better at studying the Bible for yourself any day. That would always be the better choice, because that's just going to make the bigger difference in the long run. So that is kind of my goal in these things. So I also want to talk about, like we usually do, the importance of different types of Bible study. For the purposes of this series or this Bible study session thing, there's five types of Bible study that I want to talk about. The first one is just a plain read-through. Plain read-through is a good thing. It's something we should all do. It's probably something we all already do. Just reading the Bible, plain and simple. You don't have to do anything fancy. You don't have to do anything advanced. Just reading it. If you don't do that, you're missing something. You should just read it. But there's also other types of study that are very helpful. Today we're going to look at one called sectional study. I previously had called that isolated study, like studying a passage in isolation, but it sounds too negative. Isolated doesn't sound like a fun word, so we're calling it sectional. I don't prefer calling it exegetical, because I think that kind of implies that topical study isn't exegetical, which isn't quite true, and it also implies that studying a specific passage it doesn't turn into eisegesis, which also isn't true. But anyways, so sectional study is a type, just studying a passage by itself. Another important type of Bible study is topical study, where you're looking at what the Bible as a whole says about a certain topic. And that's very important to do. That really helps you grow in knowing what the Bible says as a whole and in developing a Christian biblical worldview. Another type of study that's important is investigative study, and that's the one we looked at last time, and that's when you have a question about God or ethics or theology that you don't know the answer to, and you want to come to an answer on your own. Maybe it's a controversial question, and other people are trying to convince you of their belief, and you just don't know who to believe, and you don't want to take someone else's word for it just because they said so. So how do you come to an answer on that for yourself? And that's very important to know how to do, know how to have a question and to come to your own answer that's well-reasoned based on what the Bible says. And that's what we talked about last time. And then another important type is memorization. I'm going to lump that in as its own type of Bible study because memorization does more than helping you get to know the Bible. When you take the time to memorize something, it makes it come to mind quicker and more often. And having scripture come to mind more often in your life will affect your life. And that is its own benefit. And it's kind of often overlooked. So these are all important types of Bible study. And you're not as developed or mature in your Bible study habits as you could be if you're not experienced in all five of them. Like picture a person who only does one of these. And also picture a person who regularly does all five of them. Over time, especially over years, there will be a huge difference in how well those two people know the Bible. Yes?
I'm sorry. I think I missed something. First one is read only, second one is second.
Oh, the handout does not pertain to this yet, actually. The handout is for something else.
Okay. Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to take notes.
Oh, okay.
One is read only, the second one is sectional Bible Bible study. The third was investigative. The fourth was memorization. What's the fifth one?
Topical.
Oh, I missed that. Where was that?
That was number three.
Number three, sorry.
But the order doesn't matter that much. You're welcome. Thanks for taking the time to interrupt me and ask that. I want people to have high quality notes. So anyways, studying all these, using all these methods over the course of years just will make a huge difference in how well you know the Bible. And all these have been very helpful for me personally. So today we're going to talk about sectional Bible study. I need to slow down and drink some coffee. Yep. I know. All right, so I'll briefly talk about the importance of sectional Bible study, and then I'm going to talk about how to do sectional Bible study. Sectional Bible study being just studying a passage by itself. So sectional Bible study just helps you to know a passage deeper than you otherwise would. You should do plain read throughs like we talked about, but doing sectional Bible study with the method we're going to talk about today just helps you to know the passage better. A second benefit is that it helps you to think of good questions you might not otherwise think of. And developing questions, having good questions come to mind really will affect how well you know the Bible. How well you get to know any topic, one contributor to how well you get to know a topic is what kind of questions you have about it. Because what kind of questions you have affect what kind of study you're going to choose to do or what kind of study you're going to initiate on your own. So having good questions that come to mind is very important. And the last benefit I'll mention of doing sectional Bible study is it can help you find insights you might not otherwise find. And because of time, because I want more time to do the actual Bible study, I'm not going to go into deep detail on that. But it might help you find insights you wouldn't otherwise find. Okay, so let's talk about how to do sectional Bible study. I've got five steps. I've only included four in the handout because the first one's kind of obvious. The first step is have a passage picked out. So Roseanne, you can add that to your notes if you like. But today we already have a passage picked out, which is why I didn't put that in the handout. But if you're doing this on your own, which I really encourage you to do, you will have to pick your own passage that you want to do this with. And I would really recommend doing this multiple times. So anyways, the first thing you need to do is have a passage picked out. Today's passage is Hebrews 12, verses 1 through 17. The second thing you should do, or the second step to this method, is to start with prayer. Open up by just praying that God will guide you and give you insight and give you wisdom and bless your time of Bible study. I semi-regularly mention in sermons that prayer enhances or affects or improves everything you do. If you're doing anything, you should pray that God bless it. And that's especially pertinent with Bible study, because God has all the insights, and His Holy Spirit opens up our eyes to see things we wouldn't otherwise see, and we need His help. So start with prayer. The third step, I should have made this the same in the handout so it makes more sense. I'm going to start using the numbers I used in the handout. No, I'm not. Never mind. Step three is to read the whole passage without taking notes. And this is just to get the passage fresh in memory. Just read it through. Don't spend time deeply meditating on one thing. Just read it through like normal. Don't get caught or stuck. Just read it through. And it's helpful to have the entire passage fresh in memory before starting the real study, so to speak. And doing so helps you correctly understand it before you even start taking notes. You know, sometimes you read something and it raises a question, and you would take a note of that question, but then your question gets answered two verses later. Like, Jesus says something weird, and you're like, what did Jesus mean? And then two verses later, oh, he says what he meant. That's what he meant. So it's good to just do a read through, just read it through first. And I kind of compare that to, if you want to understand a certain movie really well, watching the movie twice is way better than watching it once. Watching it three times isn't necessarily a ton better than watching it twice, but watching it twice is way better than watching it once, because when you watch a movie twice, on your second viewing of the movie, you get to think about each scene in the context of the whole, because it's fresh in your memory. You just saw the movie. And on your first viewing, you don't really get to do that the same way. So step three is to read the passage, the whole passage, without taking notes. Step four is to read the passage again, but this time take notes as you go. And taking notes is very important, because taking notes for this method is kind of going to be your main means of getting to know the passage better. And that will make sense when I explain the next step. But I want to mention five things you want to take note of, and these are also included in your handout. The first one is phrases or statements that you'd like to know better what it means. Like, that's a strange statement. Does that mean what I think it means? Like, you should think that thought when you're reading the Bible. Or not necessarily that's a strange statement, but like, does that statement mean what I think it means? That should just come up sometimes. The second thing that you should take note of is any questions that pop up. Like, what does that mean, or what about this? Just any questions at all. The third one is applications, like things that the passage says you should do or that people should do. Any type of application, take note of that. The fourth one is insights, which I guess is just like application but is informational. Information about a thing that you consider relevant, insights. And the fifth thing you should take note of is just anything that sticks out to you. And then, so the last step of this, after you've read it the second time and you took notes, is to finish developing your notes. Your notes are a foundation to build off of. And the building out your notes is what's going to really help develop your knowledge. So I mentioned five types of notes you should take. I'll mention five ways you can build out your notes. So if you wrote a phrase or if you wrote down a phrase or a statement you want to understand better, then look up what it might mean, or maybe make any notes about what you think it might mean. The second one, if you wrote down a question, start writing down possible answers or relevant passages, related passages to that question, and maybe start researching to find an answer. Thirdly, if you wrote down an application, break that application down into steps of how you can actually apply it. Maybe you're reading in 1 Timothy, and you take note of Paul tells Timothy to tell those who are rich to be rich in good works. So the application is be rich in good works. And if you write that down, you can break it down into steps, like how can I actually be rich in good works? What would that look like? What would that take? What can I do to start doing that? So if you wrote an application as you're developing your notes, break it down. Or maybe list related scriptures. Fourthly, if you wrote down an insight, think of other passages of scripture that are related or that support that insight. Maybe write down implications of that insight if you think of any. And lastly, if you made note of something that just stood out to you as interesting or as strange or as meaningful, write down why it popped out at you and what you think about it or how you feel about it. So this method of developing your notes is very helpful for getting to know the passage better and just for developing your knowledge. So this is actually the main method I use when I'm doing a sermon like this, or a quote-unquote expositional sermon series. Like, this is just what I did for the series on 1 Peter. Every single sermon was just me doing this. All right, so now we get to do it. It's been 20 minutes, which means we have 20 minutes to try this, and then 10 minutes to talk. All right, so we're gonna try this, and this is really fun. I hope you guys enjoy this as much as I do. But so the handout that I gave this time doesn't have writing space like the last one, but everyone has a blank piece of paper, right? Oh yeah, you've got the back. You can use that. And if anyone needs more paper, we have more paper in the sound room, and or you can ask for more paper. So, all right, so we get 19 minutes, and today we are going to study together Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 17. So we're going to use the method I just talked about. I think this will be good, a good experience. So start with prayer, read the passage through without taking notes, then read it a second time, but this time pause to take notes as you go, and then when you're done reading it the second time and you've taken notes, take the time to build out your notes or fully develop them. So we have 18 minutes, and then we'll have some discussion about what we learned.